Today I want to talk to you about one of the most interesting supplements you probably haven't heard about that might actually help fatigue. So it's called PQQ, and I actually just learned about this recently. But before we get into that, I do want to talk a little bit about CoQ10. So CoQ10 has been a supplement that has been studied for quite some time with a lot of benefits, primarily with cardiovascular health. At least in my training, I was exposed to CoQ10 with patients who had had heart disease, heart failure, and other cardiac issues because it was really helpful for the heart. But it also helps a lot of other systems of the body. CoQ10 is an antioxidant, and it helps your mitochondria, the tiny little parts of the cells that make energy, function more efficiently. There have been some limited but promising studies in multiple sclerosis and using CoQ10 for things like fatigue, depression, and cognitive issues. After the age of 30 or so, our body makes a lot less CoQ10, and so you can get it from dietary sources, including fish, meat, eggs, and some green leafy vegetables, but the other way is through a supplement. CoQ10 is generally well tolerated, but in rare cases can cause side effects like GI upset, dizziness, headaches, itching, so anytime you are thinking about a supplement, always clear that with your physician first. Now, fortunately or unfortunately, however you want to look at it, after COVID, we started seeing people with something called long COVID syndrome. And a big part of this was fatigue and cognitive symptoms. And in the last few years, there's been a lot of research looking at this kind of fatigue that follows viral infections, and also chronic fatigue syndrome, the fatigue in fibromyalgia. And I honestly think that the fatigue experienced in MS is not that far off from these other types of fatigue, especially given the link with EBV we know now exists with multiple sclerosis. So what is PQQ? And honestly, as a physician, I had not even heard about this until recently, but I think it's super interesting. So PQQ is found in a lot of fermented foods, and it does a lot of great things within the body, particularly in regards to mitochondria and energy production. Now, it's also an antioxidant like CoQ10, and it probably has wide-reaching effects across the body, but what we're most interested on this channel is the brain. Now, we don't need to get into the nitty-gritty on a cellular basis, but this compound does act in a variety of ways and actually can increase mitochondria production in the body. And these are the things in the cells that are making energy. This compound is under investigation in cancer, in obesity, and other areas of medicine, as well as within dementia and Alzheimer's, within neurology. What I also found interesting is there are some limited early studies showing a benefit of combining CoQ10 and PQQ together, giving you an added benefit more than either one of them alone. PQQ seems to be well tolerated at lower doses and has a theoretical risk of kidney issues at higher doses. Most of the literature I found was using a weight-based dosing of 0.3 milligrams per kilogram. And this equates to about, for the average 66 kilogram or 145, 150 pound person, 20 milligrams. So if you look at the over-the-counter supplements, most of them are going to be 20 milligrams. But before starting any new supplements, please consult with your personal medical provider. So hopefully this was helpful and you learned something. If you're looking for more MS content and supplement content, please subscribe to my email newsletter. You can find the link to sign up in my bio.